Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Guardians did just lose to Toronto, and if you haven't seen the video, you pointed to it, with Manzardo throwing to home only for Bo Naylor to be
off in La La Land.
And just looking, I don't know, thinking about his future, I don't know, but it's not a good loss. You know what, that's about not a good series loss for the Guardians today.
Awful series loss, but to just kind of just hang on to this Bo Naylor situation for a second. I mean, it'd be like in football, if a wide receiver just isn't paying attention when the quarterback throws him the ball, at some point it's like, well, what are we doing here? I mean, this is the easy stuff. Pay attention when the game is going on.
And I think we're just getting to a point where they just might be a 500 team, and the people in the preseason might have been right about them, and I might have been wrong. And the reason why I say that is there's not a lot of fire from this team. And I get they're losing, and that's a really difficult, like, it's tough to do sustained losing in baseball. Yeah, but you're not making it any easier on yourself with some of the simple mental errors and silly little mistakes you're making. At some point, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and I think we're there with the Guardians.
But you talk about that lack of fire. Think about it. They go down 3-0 in the third inning, and there's not any one of us sitting here watching this game that thought they were going to come back and win that thing. 3-0 in the third, and we're thinking it's curtains already? You in the fifth inning were already describing the game as if it was just already blouses. And in many ways, obviously it turned out to be, with good reason, because we just have no confidence this team knows how to have any of that fire you're talking about.
So, from the Guardians losing the series against Toronto, hey, the good thing about baseball is we continue to keep the feet churning there. They got the Cardinals coming up next, also a home series. I think the Guardians have gone way too far in one direction here. Obviously, the hashtag the promotion was trending. We've been following the story all week about Guardians fans insistent on the immediate call-up of Chase DeLauder and CJ Kafis. And now that Juan Brito is healthy in Columbus, there's another name to kind of throw in the hopper.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand the Guardians don't love what is being said by their fans and the need to speak to that. But Chris Antonetti hopped on the game call yesterday on Guardians TV, and I think he did maybe more damage than he maybe helped himself.
The news is he's closer than he was, you know, a month or two ago. So he's back now healthy and playing regularly in Columbus, and one of the things we're trying to do is make sure, you know, Chase has had some injuries in the past. We're trying to build up his volume and get him used to playing, you know, 5 or 6 days a week, and, you know, the demands of a minor league and ultimately a major league season. But he continues to make great progress, and we're confident he's going to impact us at some point this year.
How many
could be sooner than later? We don't know.
Now, just the immediate, and again, that courtesy of Guardians TV, the immediate reaction is you can ramp him up. If it's just a matter of, he's not major league ready. If it's just he needs to get used to playing on a longer runway, which is 5 to 6 times a week, you can do that in the pros as easily as you can do it in the minor leagues.
Exactly. I was hanging on to the last part he said there. He's like, which could be sooner than later. But I feel like that's a broken record. How many times have we heard them say something like that?
And I think this does bring, you know, we had Chris on in December. And one of the justifications from not bringing in players and like guys that I had said, this wasn't part of the question to Chris way back in December, but like a guy like I liked was Austin Hayes. 1 year, $6 million with Cincinnati. He's hitting .300. He's got, I think, 5 or 6 home runs. Right-handed hitting outfielder. You could have plugged him into right field. One of the justifications was, we've got a lot of young talent, and here's Chris from back in December.
We have to be deliberate about providing pathways for young players to contribute, and we want to make sure that we aren't bringing people in that will impede those opportunities for some of the young guys we think are capable of really contributing. So that's the constant balance we have. But what I can tell you is we're engaged in both starting pitching, relief pitching, and on the position player side.
So it's a really bad look if in December you say, well, we got to be really deliberate, and then you don't make the moves that people maybe wanted, another couple veteran players that were out there and affordable players. I just mentioned Austin Hayes for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then the young guys that you have aren't hitting, And your response is, the young guys that are hitting at AAA, we can't bring them up because, well, oh, we're not ready to play every day. Yeah, well, the young guys you have in Cleveland aren't playing every day either.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we got four guys in the lineup that consistently play every day. The other five spots are always rotating, and they're always platooning. And that's it's a great point on the DeLauder side of things. Like, even if he got up here, does Antonetti really think that he's going to play 5 or 6 days a week? I'd like that to eventually be the case, but the Guardians don't do that with players as is already.
And you know me. I am always give the organization, when I say the organization, at this point I'm talking about the front office. I always give the front office and manager way more of a benefit of the doubt.
You do. You give them way more than I do.
And then a way fair more. Amount of Guardians fans, because I just look at the ecosystem of baseball. I'm like, it's damn hard to do what they've done in Cleveland. And I certainly, by the way, guys, this is a new era of restrictiveness from the Dolans. Like, the Dolans is cheap conversation has never been more prescient, even if it's never been more tiresome, because this is this conversation on steroids. We're not spending any money, let alone making up for money that you sent out this offseason. But I continue to come back to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't think the Guardians realize the messaging problem that they've had here, because the only people sticking up for DeLauder and Kafis and Brito not being here yet are people who are on the company dime. And I think that's like, at some point when you send out your sideline reporter to multiple shows in town and your GM hops on the broadcast and that's the only thing used to defend this and nobody else is willing to defend, at some point, saying nothing is better than saying something for an organization that has some optics problems in Cleveland. I'm not trying to take shots at anybody because they can do whatever the hell they want. I think this is a massive misstep. The, hey, we know what we're doing tour, I would have just not said a damn thing at all.
Yeah, and in the past, we've seen them not say a thing. I like that he spoke. I just don't really believe much of it. You know, like, I wanted to hang on to the part at the end where he's like, well, maybe it's coming. But then the more and more we talk about it, it's like, why would I believe him? Well, I didn't believe him 6 months ago. Why do I believe him now?
But I think that's the point. It's not that I'm not trying to blame the messenger here or the messengers here, because they're just kind of doing their jobs. I think the bigger point is there's two things right now that are going to satiate the bloodlust of pissed off Guardians fans. One is winning. Well, you didn't do that today.
No.
You did do it yesterday. Got a little lucky on the Hosey walk-off, but you were coming off a loss. And two, the prospects coming up.
I mean, that's what the people want now.
This is pretty simple here. And if you're not going to do either one of those things, I think you help yourself more by just letting people silently rage at the void than giving them a moving target.
But this is why I get a little worried that the timing, if they're trying to keep people at bay, I just get worried they're gonna do something at the deadline the fan base doesn't like, or maybe that is just inactivity at the deadline that the fan base doesn't like, and then that's where they'll be like, oh, but here's DeWater, or here's Brito, or here's Kafis, and enjoy it. Like, this is what we're giving you instead. Because if you do that right now, it takes away that side of things a month from now when the fan base once again gets angry.
Yeah, it's so funny. You made that point yesterday, and I can understand why you've made it. For me, it's just like,
I mean, I can't stop thinking about it. Like, unless they call them up in the next couple days, I'm just going to be convinced that's what they're doing.
The only thing the fans want to hear is, we've made a huge trade. And by the way, there was a third thing. Make a huge trade. Make a huge trade for a person that changes this lineup. But, like, even vote, man, again, Steven's got a hard job right now, because on any given night, his best pitcher gives up six earned. And by the way, when that doesn't happen, his lineup gives him two runs. Oh, when that doesn't happen, the bullpen suddenly, like, he doesn't have a thing to turn to as a manager.
Told you forever. When managers look dumb or don't look like they're doing their job well, it's typically because they don't have a good enough roster around him.
That said, today in pregame, Steven was quoted as saying, Yeah, I think we got a good lineup. We're just not hitting all together.
No, he's just a positive guy, though. I've just come to accept that. He's over the top positive a lot of the times in these press conferences. I'm not sure about in real life scenarios, but in these press conferences, think about it. In multiple times this season, I've gotten him to be able to say Tanner Bibee had his best outing.
Here's the quote.
We've ever seen.
This is a really good offense. We just haven't been clicking all at the same time, but I think we're trending towards that. Seeing more and more guys putting together quality ABs.
He doesn't believe it.
But I think the problem is, and don't say it. And again, you can find different ways of saying nothing, and instead of going into something.
You can't possibly watch this combination of players and this bad of an offense day in, day out, and believe that this is anything close to talent.
But I think between the comments made on other stations, I think the Guardians TV thing, I think Steven doing that, I think all you're doing is kicking a hornet's nest, and I understand the attempt there, but there's nothing you can say realistically that is going to not upset people, especially when it's something is... Let me take that real quick.
Sure.
There's nothing you're going to say, especially if you say things that are patent, that are absurd to say.
Well, that's it. You tried to give people an answer, and I commend you for trying to give people an answer, but the answer wasn't good enough. That's the problem here. Like, if they come here at Odyssey and they say, hey, listen, we got to give you a little bit of a pay cut because of certain reasons, that's not great. But if they come out and then they tell us the reasons why, X, Y, and Z, and it's like, oh, geez. Geez, we're really struggling. I guess there's no out. It's taken much differently than, we wanted to throw pizza parties and we wanted to make sure that our CEO went on a boat party instead. Like the messaging and then the reason beyond it has to matter as well. And the reason beyond it is where they're missing people.
What if one of them is to give me a 10% raise?
Well, that's not the conversation. The conversation is a 10% reduction in salary.
Well, yeah, you get the reduction.
Oh, and then throws Mac a pizza party. And I'm like, that's not great, guys. We're not doing this the right. The messaging is lost.
What if they get pepperoni and sausage? They always get one. What if they get both?
What did we have the past couple days?
Just pep.
It was just pep?
Yeah, which is fine. It was great. But pep and sausage? Oh, that's worth 10% of your check. Yours.
Yeah, mine. Not anybody else's.
We would agree.
Unbelievable.
216-474-0092.
Why don't we take 10% of Max check while we're at it, too?
Did Chris Antonetti help or hurt the Guardians last night with his comments? And I just think in general, like, did any of the things that the Guardians have said in the last 48 hours trying to put out fires, if you were mad at them, did it do anything to actually accomplish that goal? Kristen Peek, NBA draft analyst for Hoops HQ and NBA TV, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.